Thank you so much for joining us for another episode of the SB Live Arizona High School Sports Podcast. My name is Brittany Boyer, your host, and today we're going to be talking about a sport that doesn't seem to be getting a ton of attention, but definitely is on the rise, and that is high school girls wrestling. Now, joining me today to discuss the decision to add girls wrestling, along with how it has just been continuing to grow over the years since it's been added, is the AIA Executive Director, David Hines. So, Mr. Hines, or should I call you David? You decide.
David's fine.
All right, David. So, girls wrestling was introduced as an emerging sport in the 2018-2019 season. So, let's go back and revisit that first decision to initiate adding girls wrestling as a sport.
Well, we had a lot of interest by the girls, and we had a lot of interest by the coaches that a lot were working with some of these girls. And then we had, the girls were able to wrestle, but they had to wrestle with the boys.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've had, over time, many girls that have done that, some very, very successful. There was a girl, Yamamoto, from Marcos Deniz, I believe, or Corona back in the day, that finished as high as fourth in the boys' state tournament. But we were getting more and more kids. There were states across the country that were picking up girls wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just said, look, let's open it up as an emerging sport. So for us, that is the way we can get sports, new sports, into our system. Let's see how the interest is. Let's start doing that. Let's do it for a year or two.
Mm-hmm.
And see if we can pick up. Well, we started and it was good. The second year, it was double what it was. So we made the determination after that it was getting better that, okay, it's time that it's a true state championship.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is COVID hit.
Yes.
And so even though we had it as a state tournament and we had a state championship team and we had kids that participated, our numbers were down because a lot of winter programs or schools had shut down all athletics.
Mm-hmm.
And they were not participating, where we've had a Tolleson district that pretty much shut down three quarters of the year. They didn't have hardly anything. So our numbers went down, but we were hoping that, you know, if we can start rebounding off this COVID, the COVID issue that we're dealing with, then let's pick that up. So we now have kids back that are coming back to it. Our girls' numbers are getting better.
Mm-hmm.
And so one other issue I'll just bring up is the NFHS, National High School Association, where we follow the rule book, did not have girls wrestling. So if you had a girls wrestling program, you had to follow the weight classes of the NFHS. Well, we have 14 weight classes. We had started with 10 weight classes with the girls, mainly because we didn't have as many kids working.
Mm-hmm.
We felt like we can get more kids in a weight class to compete against each other. So last year we had to go to 14 weight classes, made it a little more challenged. There were less kids in the tournament per weight class than we had the year before. However, the NFHS met last year and allowed state association to determine if you wanted 14 weight classes, 13 weight classes, or 12 weight classes for boys and girls.
Mm-hmm.
So it was our decision to go with 12 weight classes with the girls to try to build the program again. And once we have more and more kids in the system, then we can go to 13 or 14 weight classes.
Now, you talked about numbers. First year, I want to say, if I'm not mistaken, the number was somewhere around 350 in terms of participation for girls wrestling.
Yeah, and I think it went up over 500.
Mm-hmm.
The second year. I think we were back down to around 300, 290 to 300 last year. But from what we are hearing, the numbers are back up.
Mm-hmm.
And we have teams that are larger. I think it was really helpful that we, one of the challenges we have is coaches, trying to get coaches.
Yeah.
And since the boys wrestled during the winter season, we felt like as long as they're in the weight room, let's throw the girls in and have the coaches be able, our best coaches be able to work with those kids. A little bit of the discussion is, do we run that as a separate season,
mm-hmm.
you know, where they weren't in conflict with the boys? My opinion on that is no. We want the girls to be recognized during wrestling just like our boys do.
Mm-hmm.
And if we have a tournament that has the boys and girls at the same time, the attendance is better. More people
mm-hmm.
are able to see the talent that we have in Arizona and to see what these kids can really do. I think that helps the numbers. Two, it showcases the girls just like the showcases for the boys. I don't want a separate tournament. There's no we run boys and girls basketball together.
Mm-hmm.
We run boys and girls, you know, all these sports simultaneously.
With the exception of volleyball.
With the exception of volleyball. Seasons, and volleyball is mainly a venue issue.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the fall, the badminton and volleyball are kind of split in the gym.
Mm-hmm.
And if you threw another volleyball group in that.
Make it a little hard.
It makes it a little hard. And honestly, one other reason is the girls and boys club season in volleyball are opposite.
So it works out. Really. Now, you talked about having the tournaments together. I know last year it wasn't necessarily a possibility. The girls were a little bit earlier than the boys in the state tournament. But this year, not only are they going to be together, but you're moving it back down to Phoenix. It's going to be at Veterans Memorial Coliseum instead of up in Prescott. So what are you looking forward to in terms of the turnout this year and more people getting to see what the girls are all about?
Well, we are really hoping that this is an advantage for us, for the people across the state to be able to come watch, if you're a wrestling enthusiast, to be able to see the talent that we have. We have outstanding wrestlers. We have very, very good kids that can compete nationally.
Mm-hmm.
We have several Olympic champions that have come through our system. I think, you know, the venue of Veterans is slightly larger. So I think we can accommodate more people. We have moved it to a three-day tournament. We've had three-day tournament, but Division 1 and 2 went the first 2 days,
mm-hmm.
and 3 and 4 then went day 2 and 3,
mm-hmm.
and then they'd flip each year. Well, now everybody's going to go a little bit on day 1. Going into day 2, we'll get pretty much most of the bracket on the consolation side are going to be played, wrestled, and then eventually we will wrestle all the placers,
mm-hmm.
4-5, 3-4 placers, have them done. So on Saturday, it is a true championship for Division 1, 2, 3, 4 girls. And so everybody is all in the mix. We're going to go from 10 mats down to 5 mats. We'll pull out the lower section where people can get right up close to the action. And we're going to have our best kids going at it on the last day and make a big, big deal about it.
So only one entrance for the champions. Are they all going to walk in together then?
Yes, they are.
Ooh, that's going to be a very exciting moment for all of them to be included in that one ceremony. So.
Yes.
You know, talking about that, not only is it going to give some of the kids from the smaller schools an opportunity to really showcase what they can do, but especially some of those girls that maybe get absolutely no attention and no one even knows exist. So for some of the student athletes in that opportunity, or who are going to have that opportunity, what are you looking forward to most, or what do you feel the most fulfilled about being able to give them this opportunity?
Well, I think the bigger thing is they get to compete in front of a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times they haven't had the chance to do that. The crowds have either been small or they've been non-existent. Well, this, we do have good attendance for wrestling, but to put them all in and recognize them as an equal with the boys is the way it should be. I mean, that's our philosophy. They're extremely important. So let's recognize the best of the best, regardless of what gender you are. And let's get it in front of all kinds of people and make it a highlight.
Mm-hmm.
And when we are now wrestling only the state champions of each of the conferences on the mat and not competing with seconds and thirds and fourth and fifths, and you kind of have split. Now you have people all rooting for that championship on that Saturday. Mm-hmm. I think that will be an exceptional experience for the kids that are competing, and it's a tremendous experience for kids that didn't make the finals to say, that's where I want to get to. And if I'm going to get there, this is what I need to do to get there. But they can watch that. They can watch their teammates. They can watch, you know, the kids in their weight class and go, look at, I wrestled this person, and now you're starting to root for that person so that,
yeah,
you know, the person that you lost to was the eventual state champion.
Yeah. Now, we also have talked about or we haven't talked about it, but representation matters. It's been a big theme in terms of trying to progress things forward, and in terms of talking about moving girls wrestling forward. The more involvement you have, the easier it is to continue to evolve the sport and elevate the level of skill. So, you know, being able to see someone who looks like you or who is the same gender as you out on the mat is huge, and especially when they're in a position of power, per se. And you have one female official in particular. Her name is Leslie. I know she wrestled for a while. I believe she went to Cienega in Tucson. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, so she's out there on the mat, and she definitely has a presence when she's out there. I know she's she has officiated all across the world. So what does it mean to you to have a female of that caliber be able to set an example for some of the younger girls, or just be out there and be present?
That's a perfect example, Brittany, because, you know, we need officials.
Mm-hmm.
We need officials in all sports, but let's talk wrestling. We haven't had a lot of girls wrestling involved, so if you're not doing it as a club sport, you wouldn't necessarily know how or what the sport is. But if you love a sport and you get to the end of your high school career, there are some opportunities to go wrestle in college, and there's some opportunities to wrestle at the Olympic level. However, the majority of these kids, their competition ability is over after high school. But if you love a sport and you enjoy doing that, officiating is the way to be able to give back. It is a way to make some money. And it is the ability to enjoy a sport that you love and help educate young ladies that this is the right way to do things. Here's the rules that we follow. We do it fair across the board, and we need you.
Mm-hmm.
And so anytime we have the opportunity to put female officials on the mat, we're going to do that. And the biggest thing for us, and it's not just even wrestling, it's all sports, is to have an all-female officiating crew doing a female game. But even better than that is to have an all-female crew doing a boys' game or a boys' match.
Yeah.
That's phenomenal.
Well, we've covered a lot. Is there anything else that you feel like we haven't hit on in terms of girls wrestling and what you guys are trying to do, or what your projected outlook is for the next 5 years, per se?
Well, I think that this is going to continue to grow. I think that we are, you know, getting more and more kids involved. We want kids to be engaged. And, you know, we want kids to do multiple sports. A lot of kids pick one sport, they play it year round. We're trying to give kids opportunity that may not have made it in this sport and maybe find out that this is, you're pretty good at. And it's something that is worthwhile to do. It teaches many things, you know, discipline.
Mm-hmm.
You have to continue to work out. You have to have time management to make sure that you can get your schoolwork in, that you can get to practice, that you have to watch what you eat. You have to be physically fit. And because there are weight classes in wrestling, you have to maintain your weight, or, mm-hmm. You know, you have to be concerned with what you eat. So they are now in better shape, which then gives us better conditioned individuals, which means that now we are healthier.
Mm-hmm.
And then healthy kids, healthy individuals are going to feel better. You know, and it's a good life choice. It's a good life decision that can affect you and discipline you the longer that you go into life. I think we can increase our kids, the numbers of kids a lot. I think the talent is just going through the roof. From the first year that we watched wrestling to now, night and day. And probably the last thing I say is, man, we just want people to come and watch them. You know, we're at Veterans over 3 days. If you want to see a lot of kids that work really hard, wrestling's fun. You know, each match is not real long, but we've got a lot of matches. Mm-hmm. And you can watch a lot of great high school kids and support them. So we encourage you all to come.
And sometimes some rivalries from a different sport end up carrying over to the mat, and you don't expect it. And sometimes you get some girls who played each other in a different sport, like volleyball, you know, facing up on the other side of the net, and can make out to be a good match.
It's outstanding. We're really looking forward to it this year.
Well, David, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I will see you out at the state championships. It's going to be great, and we'll catch you next time.
Awesome.
State wrestling is actually coming up right around the corner, February 17th through 19th, with sectionals the week before on February 12th. To find out more information such as weight classes and sectional venues, you can visit azpreps365.com. Thank you so much for joining us once again this week, and we will see you back here soon for another episode of the SB Live Arizona High School Sports Podcast. I'm Brittany Boyer, your host, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your week.